It is 8:19 on 104.5 The Zone. Welcome back to the Wake Up Zone, powered by All Four Seasons Garage Doors. FourSeasonsGarages.com is their website. Along with Mark Howard and Wayne Bishop, I'm Kevin Inger. We bring in Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin for our Friday visit. Tim, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Kevin. How you doing?
I'm doing good. One of the things that they got out yesterday was about all the cuts going on in minor league baseball. You talked about hundreds of players and, you know, the uncertainty that likely affects, you know, some of the guys in the pros from Vanderbilt. What are your feelings as you watch all that take place?
Well, I mean, it's tough to see. I mean, I could see it coming, though, because the way professional baseball was talking about the minor leagues and reducing those systems, you knew that at some point that players would be affected, and some of those are our players too, whether they just got in or whether they're in midstream of their careers. And you're hoping that it doesn't affect a lot of our players, but the reality is that it's going to. There's too much volume and not enough teams, and it kind of looks that way all the way around, Kevin, really, when you look at it, not only professional baseball, but we're seeing that in college baseball too. I know we've spoken about that before in terms of the roster sizes, but now what you're seeing is a reduction in a lot of places and affecting a lot of kids who are playing.
You know, we didn't have a chance to ask you about this last week. You know, college baseball coaches, you know, led by Eric Backich, who I know you know well, they put together a plan to make some changes in the game that includes shifting the season schedule by about a month. How might that make things more playable, A, for the teams in the North, and also being more in step with what the pro schedule looks like?
It gets the season out of February, which I think is real. And I think whether you're a West Coast team or a Texas team or a Florida team, the reality is I don't feel personally that we should be playing baseball in February. There's a weather concern for sure for 70% of the country. But I think let's also know that we also understand that, you know, basketball is right at the apex of its season. And people really aren't ready for baseball. I mean, they are and they're not. They want to see it begin, but the way that Eric and a lot of our coaches have spoken to it, it's about moving the season more into March, which would actually move the end of the season more into July 4th and just after. So there's a lot of pluses to it. We've asked a lot of critical questions of it. Eric and I have spoken a ton over the last month, and we've spoken to a lot of people, and we'll see where it goes. It has an opportunity, I think, too, because of this season being pushed back, for some economic positives as well, and I think that certainly could help the college game.
Our guest is Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin here on the Wake Up Zone.
Well, Coach Corbs, appreciate you coming on, but what do you think of what's going to happen with summer ball, and how does that, I guess, since the pandemic, how did that affect summer ball? Will there even be summer ball?
I think there'll be summer ball for someone like your son's age, you know, for kids that are younger that have the opportunity to play in high school. There's tournaments this weekend and so on. But in terms of our kids, Kumar and Jack Leiter and potentially Carter Young, we're going to play for the USA team this summer. That's been canceled. Cape Cod League, New England Collegiate Baseball League. I would say 70% of the college leagues have been canceled already. So there's some that are still alive, and I think the ones that are alive, Blaine, are more local, where we do have some kids placed in Florida. We do have some kids placed in California. And if they're not staying with host families, they can travel from their home to a team, and there's no expense by the team in the league, then those leagues are going off. But you can see where the teams have been reduced. The one league that's still alive right now, which is a very good league, is the Northwoods League, which encompasses a lot of the Midwestern states. Whether that is a month from now, I'm not sure, but most of them have been reduced. And then, of course, as you probably heard, we've been taken off the road until July 31st. And, you know, I fear in a lot of ways that date's going to be extended too, for reasons which we all understand. But I think at the root of it, we're still, you know, probably a year away from that activity again.
I just wanted to get your opinion on this. This is, I don't know if this is more local or, but it's national too, and I don't think they're traveling. But let's say grade school kids, they're saying it's easy to implement them and have them back on the diamond and out there playing today than it is maybe for college and pro players. Do you agree with that assessment, or do you think, or do you disagree?
Well, I think in some ways it's good because, listen, we've got to get young kids out there. I mean, they've been patient, and you know they've been localized in a lot of different ways. But the thing about bringing young kids together is someone's got to get them there, and that's the adults themselves. So it's not so much the young kids who, you know, through science we've learned that they're not as affected as much. But you know, as I told, I got this question the other day from a coach, and he asked me the same thing, and I'm no scientist, but you know what it is, Glenn? It's a great opportunity for all of us to teach kids how to be aware of their cleanliness and how to handle themselves. So I think it's a teaching opportunity in a lot of different ways. And if parents and coaches, at least at that level, take the opportunity to educate their kids and use the measures that we all have been using and then get them out on the field, I don't think there's a lot of negatives to that at all. I mean, we do have to get moving, and we do have to get kids out. And you know, we're only at the end of May. We haven't even broached the summer yet. And you think about keeping people locked up and not playing from June and July. That's tough. That's tough on kids. And we do have to get kids moving, because if kids are moving, then adults have the opportunity to do what they need to do, and that is work. So I hope that happens.
We're on with the head coach of Vanderbilt baseball, Tim Corbin.
Corbs, the draft is obviously coming up, and I know we asked you about Austin Martin, but I believe you have two commitments that are going to be drafted in the top 10 or top 15. I don't know how specifically you can talk about them individually, but how does all of this affect their decision-making on whether to sign or go to Vanderbilt?
Yeah, that's a great question. I don't mind talking about them at all, Mark, because I think when we speak to them, too, we're very open in our conversations with them. Robert Hassel is one, and he's from right here in the Nashville area. And then Pete Crow Armstrong is the other one. And Pete Crow is from California, who we had committed for a long time, as well as Robert, too. They both played on the USA team together, and they're both outfielders, and they're both left-handed hitters. Robert right now has, you know, he's escalated a lot from a standpoint of how people feel about him, and rightly so, because he is, if he is one of the best high school hitters in right now in amateur baseball. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Robert also knows, though, that, you know, he regards himself as a good player, as he should. And I think he's taking it the same way any kid would in that regard, that if he's drafted high enough and if the situation's right, then there's a strong possibility that he could sign. But he also knows that if he's not, then he's got this opportunity. Pete Crow is similar. I think they're different players. Pete is more, I guess when you look at Pete's game, he's more of a slashing type player, where Robert has an opportunity to hit for power, and he also has an opportunity to hit for control. But Pete's kind of a, you know, an all-around defensive player and a very good hitter himself. And I think right now in those mock drafts and when you talk to general managers, he's right underneath Robert. So, we'd like to keep them both. The reality is it's going to be difficult to do so. But at the same time, they and their families have been a pleasure to be around, because they're very communicative and they're very real when it comes to talking about this situation.
Tim, as we finish up here in our last minute, you know, what's your feel on players coming back to campus and how the whole schedule might go here in the coming weeks for you?
Yeah, I'm kind of waiting, like a lot of us are. I like the fact that basketball and football are coming back, because it's movement. I think they'll be doing a lot of different things in small groups, but I think in time that will be tempered, and they'll have to move in large groups, because that's the only way you can work in a basketball and football environment. But I like the way it's working. I think we're progressing well in terms of our student body and our baseball players getting back here the end of August and September. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to the next couple of months, as I know you all are too, because you want something to kind of talk about and to do, and we all are. So I think we're progressing well, Kevin. I'm very positive about what's going to happen here in the next couple of months.
Tim, thank you as always. Have a good weekend.
Likewise, you too.
Okay, we'll see you. Vanderbilt head baseball coach Tim Corbin joining us here on the Wake Up Zone. Always a pleasure to have Corbs on for a few minutes on a Friday morning. 8:29 here on the Wake Up Zone. When we come back, major problems for minor league baseball. We'll discuss in just a moment. More of the show up next here on the Zone.